Okay, so I'm here with Alex Kwiatkowski, journalist, broadcaster, keynote speaker at this year's OEB17. Tell us a bit about your talk on storytelling.
Yeah, I'm curious about how literacies have changed, particularly in relation to how people are sort of getting kids to think about the future of work and ultimately what education's all about. And I think that this is, today's keynote was a way for me to kind of provoke ideas about how stories, how literacy and telling stories is changing because of the web and because of how people are changing the stakeholder relationship when it comes to stories.
As I said on Twitter this morning, I was delighted to see a reference to My Little Pony, although my five-year-old daughter might have been more delighted than I was, but it was great to see Dallas thrown in there and the Bible and
everything like
that.
Yeah, I mean, I like to take some offhand examples in order to make them real, but yeah, it was a journey from the Bible to Star Wars as sort of your kind of set in stone canon to Dallas, which is, you know, the first time the audience in popular culture, contemporary popular culture, the first time the audience has really had an impact on on the story, all the way through Buffy the Vampire Slayer to My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
Perfect. And we've just been in your plus session, which was kind of diving a bit deeper into the structure of storytelling. You sort of laid out the screenplay structure, I guess, of storytelling with the inciting incident.
That's right.
And then the epilogue.
Yeah.
My question is, how and where would you use these stories in business? Would it be the CEO presenting on stage, or would it be over the water cooler kind of thing?
I mean, absolutely. In both contexts, that's where stories should go. It's also in terms of like internal communications as well. It's a really nice way to basically you set the scene and then you create the inciting incident. The thing is, that's the thing that people tell you at the pub or over the water cooler. And then by setting that inciting incident, you're laying out what your goals and your intentions and your desires and your hopes and your fears are. Through that, you can then play around with the different ways that you can raise the stakes until such time as the main event happens. When the main event happens, that's a significant thing. That's the thing that changes you in some way. And then your epilogue, your end of story, is how that thing changed you. And that's basically how I've tried to tell stories about the technologies that are in our world in everything that I've ever done. I could have very simply, you know, done programs that are like, and this is a new technology, and isn't it shiny, and you should have it. That's deeply boring to me. And there are many, many people who do that anyway. Rather, I would like to say, you know, there was a time before paper, and now paper exists. And these are the steps that we got to using paper. And, you know, that's a lot more interesting and exciting, as well as ultimately using paper or whatever technology you're talking about as a MacGuffin to talk about the human condition.
MacGuffin. I love that word.
Isn't that a great word?
And so there's a delegate in here who talked about using Microsoft asking people to use Minecraft, and I think that kind of adoption of consumer technology in business is something which a lot of people struggle with, particularly at a higher level. That's probably one of the bigger problems, I'd say, in getting things like, not necessarily storytelling, but new ideas adopted in business, don't you think?
I think that one of the important things to think about when you're bringing those types of softwares, those types of technologies, and here I'm going to use commercial off-the-shelf games like Minecraft into your system, is that they've been built with an underlying ethos, right? And I think that's probably what your high-level management isn't so keen on, is that does that high-level ethos, you know, of Civilization or The Sims or Myst or whatever it is that you're bringing into your classroom or into your workplace, does that actually match the high-level ethos of what the organization is about? And that culture clash might not come across immediately, but certainly conservative with the lowercase c, the conservative approach is to not even let those things in case what happens is a whole bag of wasps that's opened up and suddenly, you know, everybody's stung and nobody wants to work for your company anymore. Now, I would argue that you don't necessarily need to just throw it in right away. You can slowly let a few of those wasps out to see if they'll find another home, a gentle home, a home that won't sting you inside your organization. But, you know, I think it's useful to shake things up a little bit by just chucking in a wasp bomb every once in a while.
Cool. Well, Alex, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much, John.